balance your lineup and what they've got down there in terms of drafting, development, coaching, and all that goes into it, it's really been a work over many years, hasn't it?
Right, so you don't have a season like this on what looks like a quick turnaround. It never is. I think I can speak for our team. The quality of our game was probably a lot higher than our results showed last year. I think we were behind it in a number of areas. We got really pounded by injury. We felt we were going, well, we knew we were going in the right direction. The timing of it, we didn't know. And then a lot of things that you invested in started to pay off this year.
Tonight is sort of a test for your group going up against one of the last playoff bound teams that you'll see.
We look at every game, and I know here comes about as many cliches I can fire in one sentence, you know, a game at a time, but we've just come off a run of games where we played teams that were, or right now, playoff teams, but they were on the bubble and they were driving, and then in Boston and Nashville, so some teams, so we've come off a bunch of those games, and they've been really exciting, really fast, good hockey games, and we would expect that tonight.
Paul, where have you seen the growth in Miney's game in year two?
All away from the puck. You know, I mean, the shot was always there, and some of the creativity. He doesn't get noted for that, but he can pass the puck. He can find seams. He's really, really strong puck mover. But all the things that a 19-year-old or what once an 18-year-old, 19-year-old needs to learn away from the puck, quite a bit of growth there.
Paul, what made this the right game for Jacob to return?
Because he threatened to beat me if I didn't put him in. I think he can. He's younger than I am.
Most important things for him during this last
stretch? Nothing more than anything else. He and Mo got to get back together, and he's got to get up to speed. I was, you know, quite honestly, quite surprised how he came back from this last injury. It was long-term, and he went right into the lineup and looked like he hadn't missed a game. That's where we're now expecting him to come into so that he and Mo get back to their game, and he's a big, big part of our blue line for sure.
Correct. Anything that stands out for you when your team hasn't had the night you wanted and how good you've been the next night, why that's happened more often than not this year?
I don't think that we've slipped into those bad games. I don't think that we've had five or six games where we were winning but didn't like our game. We liked our game going into Chicago. Mm-hmm. There's a lot, no excuses for that game, but certainly a lot of factors. We had just come off five really physically heavy games, clinched the playoffs, had put a pretty good spread on the next team chasing us, and we weren't a very good hockey team. The positive is that's almost true of everybody. I thought Mark Scheifele's line was pretty good. They spent a lot of time in the other teams. And after that, as a group, coaches and players, it wasn't a good night for us. So I don't think that we're fighting a bunch of symptoms of a bigger problem going into the game. We were bad. They deserved to win, and we move on to the next one.
Paul, when you look at Hellebuck, what he did in the offseason, the way things a little bit. Is he a guy that looks maybe a little more stronger, a little more energized at this time of the year?
Yeah, it wouldn't be small tweaks. It would be the development of a young man growing into a stronger body. So he pushed himself this summer, and it takes a while for the young players to develop a pro routine, right? Understand how much time has to go into the summer. But he's a very driven person. And I mean, right from the last day when he left, he was wired to go get better, and he did. And so he is a bigger, stronger man in the net. He holds his body position longer. He can play a heavier workload. We've done a bunch of things in front of him to make him a better goaltender, but maybe better to give him a chance to be a better goaltender, and he has been.
Patrick Laine will be playing his first NHL playoffs. How can you help him to adjust to the different rhythm that will be in the playoffs?
Yeah, I can't really help Patty. I'm not taking any credit for his shot or his game or his talent. We spent a year defining a game that our team needs to play. That won't change in the playoffs. Everything is faster. Every play has a cost to it now, so there's a completely different level of pressure. But the game that we're working at playing every single day is the game that we want to play in 2 weeks.
Same group, different goaltender tonight, Paul?
Well, Jake Trouba comes in.
Besides Jake, yeah.
No, that's it, correct. Oh, I'm not giving it all, Ken. Just take a little bit. Be happy with it.
Can't be happy with just a little bit.
See, I know what you're doing. You're sitting in the back where I can't really see you between the lights, and then you're firing out these questions. I know what's going on here. Changing tactics on me, but I see you.
How much closer is Mason, or how much further away is
Mason? I'll have a real good idea when he gets off the ice today, but I would say not far at all.
Tuesday's still a possibility.
It's a possibility, correct. We'll get to who's playing and who's backing up, but obviously if I put him on the bench, then he's ready to play.
Paul,